Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Incipio. Leading off today, Apple has provided another update on its retail plans. The company will open over 100 Apple stores in the United States this week, as some regions continue to see a decline in new COVID-19 infections and relax stay-at-home orders. The third wave of U.S. reopenings begins today, with most of the locations offering curbside or storefront service only. Individual U.S. state guidelines vary, but you can generally expect to be required to wear a mask and pass a temperature check to enter an Apple store for the foreseeable future. The ability to just browse is limited, with Apple emphasizing online sales and in-store support. And therefore, many of the stores reopening this week will be limited to curbside and storefront service only. This means you'll be able to pick up an online order or have your device repaired, but you won't be able to go inside the Apple Store just to look around. You can find the full list of the Apple Stores reopening this week at the link in the show notes below. In other news, the HBO Max streaming service has officially launched today, including new applications for iPhone, iPad, and Mac. HBO Max replaces HBO Now, so if you have the HBO Now app already installed, it will transform into HBO Max the next time you update it through the App Store. And if you subscribe to HBO through Apple TV channels, you can download the new HBO Max app and log in with your Apple ID to access all of the content at no additional charge. But as of right now, you can't actually subscribe directly to HBO Max through Apple TV channels, but it's possible that will change in the future. So what this means is that you can't actually watch any HBO Max content in Apple's TV app. Instead, you'll be kicked out to the actual HBO Max application. HBO Max offers over 10,000 hours of content, including a back catalog of things like Friends, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and Silicon Valley, alongside new original content as well. The $15 a month price point of HBO Max has been criticized for being higher in comparison to services like Disney Plus and Apple TV Plus, but HBO hopes the collection of content will justify that. But the launch is already being criticized additionally for its lack of original programming, and none of its content will be offered in 4K. And HBO is also limiting the availability of its service, as HBO Max is not yet available on Fire TV or Roku. You can subscribe to HBO Max today for $15 per month in the United States, but plans are in the works for a newer, lower-priced, ad-supported tier. We are sponsored this week by Incipio. Incipio is launching its new organic core cases for the 2020 iPhone SE. iPhone users can reduce their footprint and emissions with the new line from Incipio. The Organic Core collection offers an environmentally friendly option for the new iPhone SE in three colorways. These cases are designed to protect our planet and your phone. They're made from 100% plant-based and compostable materials. The Organic Core cases are 100% biodegradable in a compostable environment, and they can be disposed of in as little as 6 months. Incipio's sleek new cases provide 6-foot drop protection and feature a raised bezel to help keep your device safe. The entire Organicore line from Incipio is now available for $39.99. And we're also teaming up with Incipio to give away a 2020 iPhone SE to 9to5 Mac readers. You can enter the 9to5 Rewards giveaway at the link in the show notes below. After the launch of iOS 13.5 last week, Apple has now released macOS Catalina 10.15.5 as well. This update brings a new feature to improve the battery life of MacBooks, as well as bug fixes and performance improvements. The biggest change in the update is a new battery health management feature. The goal of this change is to reduce the chemical aging of a MacBook's battery and extend its lifespan, but without compromising battery life. For example, if your MacBook is left plugged in most of the time, the battery health management feature will kick in to stop your MacBook from charging to full capacity. This is because, in general, it's bad for lithium-ion batteries to sit idle at 100% charge for too long. Apple is enabling the battery health management feature by default, but users can turn it off by unchecking a new battery health management box in System Preferences under the Energy Saver category. The new feature is available only on MacBooks that charge via Thunderbolt 3, not MagSafe. And of course, Apple has made privacy a tentpole of its new battery health management feature. The company says that all charging data is kept on device unless the user opts in to share anonymous analytic data with Apple. In addition to the battery changes, there are a variety of bug fixes and performance improvements in macOS 10.15.5. This includes fixes for the FaceTime app, the Reminders app, Photos, and much more. macOS Catalina 10.15.5 is available now through the System Preferences app for Mac users, and you can find the full release notes for the update in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.